Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts. Yes.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. It is official, the brackets are set, the Buckeyes are in. Ohio State landed an 8th seed and will face TCU on Thursday at 12:15. In other tournament news, Alabama star Aiden Holloway has been arrested on a felony drug charge just 4 days before his team is set to play in the NCAA tournament. Holloway was arrested this morning and transported to the county jail after agents searched a residence near Alabama's campus and recovered more than a pound of marijuana, paraphernalia, and cash. Former Buckeye QB Justin Fields is on the move once again. The Jets now dealing Fields for a 2027 sixth-round pick. He's heading to the Kansas City Chiefs to likely back up Patrick Mahomes. This update was sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers from now through March 31st. Get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet. On the app, terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, hello, man. We are dancing, baby.
Has nothing to do with the tournament. We're just dancing.
We're just dancing and prancing.
We're fancy boys.
You're a fancy boy.
How you doing, Teddy?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Today's a very special day. Today is March 16th, 316, also known as Stone Cold Day.
We got more bouncing California than...
That's not it at all.
What the hell? So what the hell is that? Is that supposed to be the Urban Meyer entrance music?
Somebody recorded
speaking
over my
of fancy
thing.
Boy.
What happened to my 316? My Austin 316.
What the hell was that? Play that again. What was that?
It's disappointing.
Somebody
recorded over it. Oh, I'm scared to play it again.
It was weird.
Hold on.
We got more bouncing California than all y'all combined. We got more bouncing California. We like to party all the time.
I don't know what this is.
I don't know what the hell that is.
I wish I did. Oh, man.
Good start to the show,
hey,
huh?
Happy 316 day. Hey, crack a beer.
Foodgasm at 446. Jason's beef. Thank you, Teddy. What is it labeled?
Stone Cold. There's a few Stone Colds in here, so I'm assuming you got the wrong Stone Cold.
All right.
So you clicked on something that said Stone Cold 316, and that's what it played? We got some bounce in California?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So happy 316 day. Foodgasm 446, Jason's Beef, live from Florida at 5:30. I think he's in Florida. Maybe he's in... Houston? Where are they playing the World Baseball Classic stuff?
I think the finals go on to Florida, so I think he'll be down there in Miami.
All right. Mm-hmm. Buckeyes will play TCU in South Carolina on Thursday. It's a 12:15 start. So
more day ball, baby.
Day nooner.
Love it.
Rothman and Ice blown out, but we will be here right after the game is over. probably 3:30-ish by the time they get done with network postgame. But hopefully we'll be here on Thursday to break down a victory.
How many Twix is that for Rothman and Ice? Like 8 Twix? That's all 3 chances to miss a show. They've hit on all 3 of those options.
Our ratings have never been better.
Hey, stop it. I do love it, though. I mean, how fantastic is it? It's been so fun watching basketball with everybody here at work. We mentioned that last week. There's not a lot of opportunity in a calendar year for that. You really get conference tournament and March Madness. That's why this time of year is special. So I'm looking forward to it. And I feel, look, I mean, it's going to be a tough out. I feel good about it, though.
You feel good about the matchup.
I feel positive that we're going to get this second round matchup against Duke, and Ohio State's going to get to empty the tank in Greenville, or if you're with the locale, Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, Nicole was yelling at us that we were pronouncing it wrong. Greenville, not Greenville. And I said, well, I'm not from there. It doesn't matter if I say it
I'm just going to say Greenville.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't yell at you because you say Chicago.
It's like
you're not from there. That's all right.
You would probably see the town in the Tidewater area of Virginia and just say Norfolk, right?
Norfolk.
Norfolk is how you say it, but you would just say Norfolk.
I get nervous saying that word.
Yeah, nerve-wracking saying that.
Yeah.
Because you know how close it is to sounding like a word that you can't say.
Thank you, Chris Collinsworth.
You got it.
By the way, I'm convinced that basketball fans that don't enjoy the small conference tournaments and the automatic bids, I don't think they have souls. I've heard this argument for years. I've had this. I think T-Bone's one of these guys where he wants to do away with the automatic bid.
Mm.
The best basketball, the most fun that I had watching this weekend was not the big conference tournaments, but the smaller ones. Did you watch the end of that Penn-Yale game?
You got Fran McCaffrey, baby.
Who the hell
keep him out?
Who doesn't like that?
Unbelievable.
I mean, my enthusiasm was dampered by the fact that it was Fran, and I hate him.
Yeah, but that dude scored 44 points.
But the crowd's going nuts in the small building.
Yeah, he hit 2 threes in the final minute. First of all, why are they not fouling him when all they can do is tie the game with a 3? But the shot that he put up, the way he's just fading to his right, dead swishes it. Then Penn wins that game in overtime. They had a crazy finish in their semifinal game. Ivy League hoops is great. I really do love how they have that slot to start Sunday with their championship game, Selection Sunday, and then it goes into the A-10 championship, which really does, it's an up and down conference, but for basketball lovers, it does have some rich tradition. It's got some heritage brand name schools in that conference. So to see teams like Dayton, St. Louis, VCU getting to the semis and the finals of that conference almost every single year. And I know Dayton Flyer fans are getting pissed with Anthony Grant, and I understand it because VCU has won that thing 3 out of 4 years with different coaches every single time, but that's
a
lot of
standards.
Fun.
Good for them.
They do. No, and VCU is going to be an 11 seed in March Madness. I think they are. They've got North Carolina. That's right. They've got Reimers Tar Heels, who, of course, are missing their fabulous freshman for the rest of the season. Caleb Wilson is out with a broken hand, I believe. Or maybe it's not a hand, maybe it's a lower body injury, but he's out for the season. So that's a team to watch on upset alert. I saw some data that like 52% of 11 seeds are winning against the 6 seeds in the last 10 years.
Maybe it's
more than half.
Maybe it's a lower body.
I don't care. He's out.
Maybe he's got leprosy.
Yeah, he's got some kind of disease. He ain't playing.
No, I enjoyed the basketball.
I like the little guys
weekend.
Too.
And you know what? For the selection show, couldn't have been any better. Because they tell us where the Buckeyes are within the first 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have to wait for an hour.
Someone was saying that it was a record in when they revealed the first pod. Since when the show started, the opening, and here we are with the South region, and Florida is taking on the winner of Lehigh and so-and-so. It was that fast. Except for they unleashed Duke's name because they were the very first one. And then we saw Ohio State TCU, second game out there.
Can you imagine how long that show's going to be when they're up to 96 teams?
Well, remember, they tried extending the show maybe 5 years ago.
That's right.
They did a little
and it sucked.
Trial, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
And they went right back to just the one-hour format, which is all it needs to be.
All right, Pizza Madness. The Final Four is set. Pizza House against JT's. Adriaticos against Sextons. Voting closes on Thursday. The championship matchup will be announced on Friday. So you have all week. Pizzamadness.pizza is the website, not .com. That's for losers. Pizzamadness.pizza, brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. All week, we'll be debating all week long. T-Bone and Tyvis debating all week long. We're going to have taste tests, all of it, because we want to make sure we get it right.
Are we getting all four at one point this week?
Of course we're getting all four.
Are we going to...
That's why we're spreading things out.
Are we going to all, like, share it together here? Are we doing, like, pizza lunches every single day starting tomorrow?
I don't know what the morning guys are going
to
do.
Because we're going to have a pizza party on Thursday again.
Yes.
So Thursday, I guess we just get all four of them in? For the Buckeye basketball game?
All four in one day?
Watch the final four while we watch
rich.
The round of 64.
You got to order with an alias. We don't want people knowing it's us.
What do you mean?
No. We can't do that. Got to have an alias.
I'll just order under the name Tim, and no one will suspect a thing.
They will, because you just announced it now. Now they're going to be on the lookout for
they
it.
They ain't going to know.
This is a big deal for them.
There's 100,000 Tims out
this
there.
This is a big deal for them. They'll see you walking in with your chains hanging out.
What does it matter, though, if we're going to try all four of them? It doesn't matter if they know or not.
They're going to give us something special.
We're not going to take it into account, though.
They're going to do a little something special.
What, are they going to sing and dance for me?
Extra cheese on this one for you. We know how you like it. Extra sloppy.
Do pizza places do need to give you, like George's gives you dum-dums in the pizza box?
Used to be Tootsie Rolls. You switched.
That's fine. Whatever it is, I like the little, like, free touches. Even if it's like Romeo's that gives you the free cup of Capone sauce in every pizza for dipping your crust in. Things like that.
Well, Papa John's does like the...
Papa John's does the garlic butter.
Garlic sauce.
I contend...
You contend.
...that no matter if we're talking about a pizza place or a wing spot, sauces need to be more on the free side. Let's go,
guys. You know what I think would be a good add-in?
What?
Just a wrapped-up condom.
Well, as opposed to an unwrapped used one? That's disgusting. It'd be a health code violation. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's nice.
What is this, the Olympic Village?
Have a little pizza? And then? You know.
Yeah.
All right, we had a little brouhaha going on this weekend. The reason why technology exists in sports, why we're not using it, I have no idea. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on northbound 71's off-ramp to eastbound 270 on the north outer belt. And we've got some holdup due to an accident that's on Sullivan Avenue near South Highland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news. We're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We will see chances of snow showers throughout the day. Otherwise, mainly cloudy and cold with temperatures continuing to drop into the 30s by the time you're heading home from work with gusty winds. We'll see those stronger winds continue as we go into tonight and maybe a few snow showers lingering. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and cold with our lows in the 20s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
We had a little controversy last night, but before we get to that, I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Let me tell you about a real issue for a lot of men. Low testosterone, low T as they call it in the biz. It can attribute to poor sleep, low energy, brain fog. You have the brain fog?
All day, every day, baby. Damn.
Zeta had the brain fog, couldn't even play the 316 off the top of the show. Probably has a reduced sex drive as well, and that's no good. But Tri-State Men's Health, they are experts at helping men treat all those things. And more than this, they can help men lose weight, support metabolism, improve gains in the gym, and more with their four targeted body composition plans featuring GH peptides, NAD+, GLP-1, all the letters and numbers, and more. With the low T treatments and all of that, most men are noticing real improvements and noticing it really quick as well. I have had the jolt of their low testosterone injections before, and let me tell you, gets you going nice. They've got two locations right here in Central Ohio, so check them out, tristatemenshealth.com.
So Joe Burrow went to the Oscars last night.
Okay.
Why, I don't know, but he was just there.
Why not?
You know what? That's the right answer.
Why not?
And I saw that
he's an artistic kind of guy.
He, after the party was over, I guess the after party.
At Liza's?
He was seen leaving with Alex Earl, Stacy Caralavau, and Tate McRae.
What are you doing?
Here, long story long.
Stacy Caralavau.
I don't know what her name is. Long story long, he left with three incredibly hot women. Him.
Is he Tony Stark?
Can you imagine?
Jeez.
Being him for 5 seconds?
No, I can't.
Just imagine it. What must be going through his mind all the time. Did you see Tate McRae last night, too?
Let me just enlarge, okay? Just give me a quick second. Dear God!
I told you.
Well, where's Jack? Where's Jackie, baby?
Jack?
Jack Hughes, the gold medal man.
I'm just saying.
You saw their official, right? That's confirmed.
I don't know.
I think Canada kicked her out. She's out. She's with us now.
Jack Hughes is playing. He's in the middle of a season. He doesn't have time for Oscars. Joe Burrow's fancy free.
I tell you what, when you got Tate McRae, I don't know what went on with Cole Sillinger, but you make time. You make time.
You know what my wife says to me all the time?
Do I want to know?
Those aren't real, you know.
I don't care.
And that's my response. I don't care.
They've become real. I know they have to get reworked every 7 to 10 years. You commit to that. What else doesn't have to get reworked every 7 to 10 years as we go along?
Good call. We all need a little refresh.
You think this sacky just stays the same as is?
Well, we do need some rejuvenation down there.
Why aren't there more clinics that dabble with sacky rejuvenation? Can Tri-State get into that game for us?
A surgical procedure. I don't know if they're licensed for that type of thing, but
we just need tightening.
I understand. We need a nip and a talk.
Tightening.
Yeah.
Tightening and enlarging.
You don't want to enlarge the sack.
No, I'm not talking about the sack.
No.
No.
Team USA moves on to the World Baseball Classic final after beating the Dominican. Did you see the strike call?
Did I see it?
To end that thing, my
friend.
Did
I see it? Did you see, who was it, Perdomo? I think that was the last strikeout in the game, how he just throws his hands up, throws the bat up. puts his hands on his helmet. Like, what are we talking about?
What's interesting is this is the first year that Major League Baseball is going to use the challenge system.
And we're not using it in the WBC?
But we're not using it in the WBC. And the reason I was told, we'll talk to Jason Stark about this coming up at 5:30, is that some of the smaller stadiums where they were playing the pool games
couldn't handle it.
Didn't have that type of technology. Yeah. And it's like, well, okay.
So we're in the bigger stages now. But we can use it.
Right. When you transition, that's what I'm looking for.
We're in a Major League Baseball park.
To a bigger park that has the technology, why wouldn't you use it?
What do you want me to tell you? I don't know. What does it matter if you didn't use it in the early rounds? Now, it's more important. It's a bigger deal. Let's make sure you don't blow that, because Corey Blazer was the home plate umpire. That's a bad look, Corey. That was almost a bad foot below the zone.
It reminds me of, remember the perfect game that wasn't? It was Andreas Galarraga.
Oh, my God.
The Tigers pitcher, where he clearly got over and covered first base and beat the runner, and yet he was called safe.
Yeah, it wasn't Andres. That's the old hitter, right? But I know what you meant.
What was his name?
I think it was a Galarraga.
It's something Galarraga.
Yeah.
Galarraga.
It was such a bad call.
Armando Galarraga. Yes. It was such a bad call that was the catalyst for instant replay.
Right.
In Major League Baseball.
Because it ruined we all saw with our own eyes that was a perfect call.
It was history.
It was a perfect game.
It was history. You got a handful of perfect games in baseball history. That should have been one of them. It was a blatant miscall. The umpire, whose name I forgot, felt so terrible about it. He was crying, all of that.
Jim Joyce.
Remember, I think it was the next day, he went up to Galarraga with tears in his eyes and...
That's nice.
Apologize to him.
I like that. You know, you.
Well, I like
you,
that too.
You own it, and you.
That doesn't take the call away.
No.
I wonder if a call like this. Now, can you imagine if the Americans were on the other side of it? Then I think we'd all be up in arms. Even then,
of course.
Even then, yeah. We were the beneficiaries of that call, and we look at it and say, "How does this happen in 2026? A call that bad? I'm not talking about a sliver off the corner." That was a terrible call. And I have something else to talk about.
How, off the top of your head, though.
Like I just blew right past what I was going to say.
No, this was about what we were talking about. Do you know off the top of your head what the challenge number is? Is it 2 and you continue to get him as long as you're right? Is that the system we're going into year one here?
I don't know.
2 challenges for each manager? We'll get the skinny from Stark on this.
No, it's not. It's not manager challenges. It's batter challenges.
Batter challenges.
Yeah.
Right.
You tap your helmet.
You're right there, and then they quickly do it.
The pitcher can also challenge it.
I'm sure the managers make a pretty big stink, though, about how vital those are.
Like,
you better be sure, because no one knows as much as you.
Absolutely.
Anyway, sorry.
What was I going to say? See?
That's it?
Now you've ruined it. I don't know. What was I going to say? Oh, here's what I was going to say.
Yay!
All right. So, the Americans are in the World Baseball Classic Final. The Japanese are out.
Mm-hmm.
Big thing.
Sure.
I mean, front page news in Japan.
Of course, yeah. They wanted to win this thing.
So, they lost to Venezuela. So, it's going to be Italy versus Venezuela. There is a chance here, and a good chance, that the final turns out to be USA versus USA. Because the Italian team is just full of Americans. There's no one who's actually from Italy on the Italian team.
Well, technically, the political climate in Venezuela, you can make that case as well, right?
Yes, but they're actually from Venezuela.
Caracas, Venezuela.
That's the difference.
Yes.
No one from the Italian team is from Italy.
No.
It's USA versus USA.
Hey, we win.
We win either way.
Hey, it's all over. We got it done. Wear your Italian horns. Doesn't matter.
Ooh, baby.
It's great.
Jackets get a shootout win against the Flyers the other night, so they're 1 point back.
What do you think of that game?
Marchenko. It was a fine game. I'd like to stop going overtime.
Yes, but we...
My ticker can't handle it.
We didn't suck in that overtime.
You didn't
the way
suck
we did
in the
last,
overtime.
What was it, 4
again,
before that?
You got the 2 points. You need the 2 points. I'm not dismissing that. However, you also got the 2 points, and it wasn't in regulation or overtime. It was a shootout. So if it comes down to a tiebreaker between you and Boston and Detroit. You're going to lose because you haven't won enough of these games in regulation or OT.
Marchenko, he was talking after the game about how he needed to go back to some other moves. And look, that has to be something that's ongoing, right? When you're one of the best shootout guys in the league, you know that the opposing coaching staff is going to be relaying to the goalie what to watch out for. When they see 86 have the puck at the end of his stick and it's his turn to go, you know that they're feeding him all that information of what he likes, what his tendencies are. And he has just got such great control. You know, like we've seen a lot of incredible offensive skill players not have the kind of consistency that Kirill Marchenko has had as a shootout participant. Like he's great. So you feel good if it's all X's up there in the boxes and then you've got Marchenko going. Either way, it was a great one to see. They needed to get the 2 points. I know you didn't want to give Philly a point, but they had to have the second point there, and they got
the two. So they're 1 point back of both Detroit and Boston. They have 79. Both the other teams have 80.
You got some of those guys going tonight?
I'm just looking at Tate McRae. My God. This dress. My God.
The straps.
Can you imagine?
No!
Jack Hughes is a toothless hillbilly. Sillinger said, I don't want any more of that.
Oh, well, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, okay?
My God. All right, a college basketball program is embarrassing themselves. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving slow due to an accident. If you're on King Avenue at Northwest Boulevard, we also have a crash to watch out for on eastbound US 33 after Refugee Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Mikey, there's a problem with a certain college basketball team. You spent the beginning of the show saying how much you appreciate the little guy getting their opportunity in March Madness.
I do.
In the Big Dance.
I think it's fun.
I'm right there with you. You know, and the one thing that you can say is we're going to have the Dayton game starting here tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. They've got their little place in the sun. Is that it does give those 16 seeds a little bit more of an opportunity to win a game. And I appreciate the first four and what it's done for that. I don't care so much about having more of those 11 seeds in without being right into the field. But for the 16 seeds to get a shot, and we've seen those teams knock off one seeds now twice in the past 10 years or whatever it is. But I enjoy that. Miami of Ohio, of course, did get in, and they'll have to play through Dayton. So they're in the field. Now, the other team that really started chirping a lot here in the last week, pretty much at the expense of Miami of Ohio. And it was a lot of like throwing their resume up there. And then Bruce Pearl, who his son coaches Auburn. He's an analyst now. He's been very vocal about this, which has made it even more awkward. And then he was there on the selection show last night, still yapping about Auburn before it was all said and done. But forget about Bruce Pearl. Have you seen what the Auburn men's basketball social media accounts have been doing
Oh, I've
for
seen
the
it.
Last 3 days?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. No one's going to read it. It's lame. It's pathetic. You suck. You're not in the tournament. Enjoy the NIT. This is an example of some of the propaganda that they've been throwing out there. More wins over the projected field than any other teams listed on the bubble. Higher net ranking than all other bubble teams. Ooh, number 14 offense in the country. KenPom lit it up all season, it says in the caption. Yeah, Auburn basketball. Then they showed this one graphic where I think they set the record for different fonts used. There might be 37 different fonts used.
Little Helica?
Oh, Serif Sans.
Serif Sans.
Comic Sans. Yeah. Times New Roman. Calibri. Calibri Light.
I like the Calibri Light.
Calibri Bold. Calibri Italics. All of it. All of it. They're talking about their strength of schedule. They're talking about the number of quad one games that they played. I love it when you have to point to the quad one games played.
Played.
Over the games that we've won. And I love the little tiny print on this one here that we played the conference champs from the SEC, Big East, Big Ten, and Big 12. Ooh, you played them all.
That's wonderful.
You're 17 and 16, and you're 7 and 11 in your conference. That's what you are.
I get it. I get it.
You're not going to be anything more if you get in. Damn the little guy, right? If you don't, shut up. Play better the next season.
I get a kick out of these coaches that always, you know, preach responsibility and do your job. Don't worry about anybody else and how they do their job. And they're the biggest spoiled brats. The coaches are. And yeah. Bruce Pearl's getting to the point. Like, dude, I know you just coach there. And I know that your kid is there. I got it. But do you really want to become the basketball version of Desmond Howard? Nobody takes this guy seriously because you're just that pom-pom waving a-hole? I don't need that.
Well,
as a viewer, I don't want that.
Someone really likes him, some Bruce Pearl. So
who really likes some Bruce Pearl?
You might be in the wrong Fishy? Right here, Mike. No, I think Fish is a fan, but that's because Bruce Pearl addressed Paul Keels as the Big Daddy in a radio interview before the Buckeyes, remember, that went out and got slaughtered by about 75 points in that basketball game. But Dan Dockich, big fan of what Bruce Pearl is doing up there. He tweeted this out, how Bruce Pearl's the only interesting person on the selection show. He trashed Seth Davis and by turn was essentially trashing Clark Kellogg. I knew that I had jumped onto another basketball planet last night when I'm scrolling my feed and I see Jason Whitlock's name start to pop up. I said, by golly, I haven't read anything or heard of this guy for 5 years. Whenever he crashed out of FS1. And Jason Whitlock even said, what is going on with you, man? Clark Kellogg is one of the best human beings on the planet. All class, knows the game forwards and backwards. And I've argued with Seth Davis over his, this is Whitlock, fakeness, but he's solid as an information journalist. They're not trying to be First Take. I couldn't believe my mind. I was agreeing with something that Jason Whitlock said about
it. So you got Jason Whitlock and Dan Dockich going at each other.
Disagreeing. Amazing.
Man, I don't know who to pick in that fight. Maybe the end of the world? Comet?
I just go with my heart, and that's Clark Kellogg is an amazing analyst. I love listening to him. He definitely knows ball. He absolutely does.
Thad is retiring.
Oh, Thad.
He's going to stay with Butler in a special assistant capacity, but he calls it quits, so.
You could see it coming.
Fine, illustrious career.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he went back, to be honest.
To a place like Butler, though?
Yeah, I'm surprised he went back and
wasn't set up for success.
He seemed content with everything after he was fired here. Or what was the official term? Was he fired? Was it a mutual decision? Whatever the hell it was.
He wasn't officially fired.
He was fired, okay? But I thought with his health issues, I thought with all of that, that he'd be content just being Thad. Popping up around the game, being a roving guest at different camps, because he's so respected around the game. I'm surprised he decided to go back. but I'm glad he's calling it quits. It's been a hell of a career for him.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? He just hit his 500th win late in the season here. So that's really, really cool that he got to do that.
I want to say he's only in his 50s.
He is.
He looks like he's 100. But
58.
He's, yeah.
We said that about him 10, 12 years ago.
Right, right.
How we were flabbergasted, you know, when you think about how Fad's not even touching 50 yet, but he looks like he's 65. I think his health issues and just how hard he coached.
He went through a lot, man.
He did.
I remember when he first came here.
Then the drop foot.
When he first came here, he was known for getting out there and practicing with the guys. He would run the floor and practice with them. And now he can barely even walk.
And you know, the thing too, it pains me to see that his overall win percentage dropped down to what it was. And I think people that really know basketball don't hold that against him, what these last 4 years were at Butler, because clearly Butler was not able to invest and commit enough to their team for them to be competitive. And honestly, like that was sad to see, because ever since Brad Stevens did what he did, they made a turn, and Chris Holtmann was a part of that, and they elevated their status, and they were a player with Big East basketball. And I think it was a lot of fun for the fans of them when they were in the Horizon League, which has some Ohio schools, Wright State, and those guys in the league. But when they advanced out of that, you're a part of Big East basketball. When all the restructuring happened, you pretty much had the Catholic Seven, and then you had to pick and choose some other good-fitting schools to go in there. Creighton was one of them, and then Butler was a big one, and that was great. But he's a lot better than what those last 4 years with the Bulldogs were. It's an amazing career. He's responsible for the golden years of Buckeye basketball. None of us are ever going to forget that. Thad is always going to have a place in our hearts as Buckeye basketball fans, and he's always welcome around this program, this team, this town, anytime he wants to be here.
Let's talk about some Buckeye dominance. Ohio State women's hockey.
Oh, baby.
Advanced to their sixth consecutive Frozen Four with a 6-1 win over Yale. They're going to face number 5 seed Northeastern, not Northwestern, Northeastern, in the Frozen Four semis on Friday.
What are they playing
at
this?
Penn State.
At Penn State's Pegula Ice Arena. That's the owners of the Bills.
The pegging there.
Pegula, I think.
And Pegula.
Yep.
And Ohio State men's hockey upsets number 1 seed Michigan State to advance to the Big Ten tournament final.
That's the crazy one, because Steve Rolick's team, they have been on this weird schedule where they have been really hot 1 year, really down the next. Really hot 1 year, really down the next. And this was one of the years where they were down. I mean, I think they were 12-20-2 going into the Big Ten tournament. They had to win the whole thing.
Big Ten tournament final against Michigan. That's going to be 8 o'clock next Saturday in Ann Arbor.
Saturday could be one gigantic. When is the women's game? When's the first one? Friday, you said?
Friday, women's game.
All right, so between Friday and Saturday, you could be talking about the women's ice hockey team looking to punch another ticket to the national championship game.
Oh, and Buckeye women, the hoops team.
That's what I was going to get to.
They're playing number 14, Howard.
I was going to get to that.
Here on Saturday.
So follow me. Friday, you got that game. And I think that would be 5 in a row if they go to the championship game. They've been in 4. They won 2, lost 2. So they've got that going for them. Saturday, you're right. With all the basketball, you could have Ohio State playing Duke in the men's NCAA tournament. You've got the first game for the Buckeye women at home here in Columbus. Go out there and support them at the Schottenstein Center. If they win, that could set up a pretty little round of 32 game against Notre Dame on Monday. And then Buckeye men's hockey on Saturday. Just the 4 big events, tournament time for all those teams.
Well,
that's pretty awesome.
Not to mention, too, if the Buckeyes win, Buckeye men, if they beat TCU.
Duke!
Then you have Duke on Saturday.
Duke, and we don't know. That's got to be at night, right? How could that be before 7 o'clock?
I would assume the 1-8, which is what it would be a primetime.
It's got to be.
Matchup.
And the brand power that you have with those two teams.
The hype train already getting started for the next Manning offspring. Details next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid Noah Bixby Road in either direction near Cross Creek Drive. That's currently blocked due to some fallen power cables. And we've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on eastbound US 33 after Refugee Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's a man in Timmy.
Let me ask you a question.
My baby does a hanky-panky.
Not that question. Have you seen on the socials this trend that's been popping into my feeds about...
I'm going to kiss my best friend for the first time, and we'll see what happens.
And then...
They're not even funny.
She sets up the camera, and then the dopey-looking guy, like, and then she lays in, and usually what happens then is he melts into the kiss and all of that.
Yeah, they usually do it. There's been, like, maybe one or two where the guy's been like, whoa, or tried to act surprised by the gal moving in on him.
Look, I'm a big fan of women. I think women are the superior gender in every way, shape, form. Yes, Tate McRae and the dress that she was wearing last night. God bless. But not just that. Not just from a looks perspective. From a common sense perspective. From a rational perspective. I respect women.
We're married men going on 20 years or so.
I understand.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So, I can't help but think, though, like, if the roles were reversed, like, let's say...
Oh, you already know.
Like, let's
you
say...
You already know.
You know, Nicole's my friend, right?
Dear
Nicole,
God,
Nicole
no,
Sheeran.
No.
From 10 TV, she's my friend.
Why'd you put that in my mind?
Because I want you to think about
bastard.
It. I set up a camera in secret, okay? And then Nicole comes into the shot, and I just plant one on her without saying a damn word. Just to see how she reacts.
Just to see.
Can you imagine how the internet would react to that?
She'd be like, whoa, dog.
And she should.
Pause, dog.
Right. And she should.
Yes.
This is something only women can get away with.
I'm kissing my best friend. Let's see what happens.
Don't do that if you're a guy. You'll be ostracized from the community.
Are you okay with that? That's the next question. Are you okay with that being cool for the girls
no,
to do the guys?
No, I don't think the girls should do it either.
But not the guys to the gals.
No, I'm against setting up cameras and just assaulting someone sexually to see what happens.
So
that's what I'm against.
So if you were friends with Tate McRae,
I wouldn't be setting up the camera.
No, I'm saying if you were friends with Tate McRae and then she...
Platonic friends the
yes,
whole time.
Yes, and then she did this little thing with you. You'd be like, oh, please, that's just disgusting. We're just friends.
Not at all.
Give me a break. You'd go, I didn't know you loved me like that. I thought you only liked me for my thoughts on interior decorating.
There's a time and place. We got to stop putting every little aspect of our lives on social media. Instead, what we should do is have a 3-hour radio show and put our lives on that.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
How you doing over there, Teddy? Good?
Doing good, Mike.
Yeah, good show. Best of the week?
It has been so far, yes. Time will tell.
Hey, by the way, Ohio State is back in the postseason for the first time in 4 years. You can tune into The Fan, 10 TV, and 10 TV Plus for coverage all week long as the Buckeyes begin their chase to the championship. Chasing the Championship is sponsored by Logan Services, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. We were talking, you mentioned Nicole, we're talking to her and Adam King of 10 TV as well. They are road tripping down there to South Kakalak. I think tomorrow
Man,
morning.
Are we cheap. We can't even get these two a plane ticket to South Carolina. They got a road trip down there.
Hop in the car. Didn't they say, I think they said something about how part of their plan for coverage is they want to do like road stop hits.
Yeah. So anyway.
Like here we are in Wytheville, Virginia, running away from all of the backwoods folks.
We're going to do our segment with Nicole over the phone because she'll be in Greenville, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not Greenville. Kiss my ass. Oh, one more thing, too.
Kiss his ass.
Have you seen the kiss my ass? Happy Hanukkah. Have you seen the other one where it's like kissing my gay friend to see if there's anything there? Now, that's
different.
That's extra rude.
That's another level.
Because you're not respecting this man's sexuality.
No.
No, it's not good. I don't like that.
No, that's not good. You shouldn't be doing that.
We gotta stop kissing people by surprise on social media.
That's across the line. I mean, who hasn't had maybe been stuck in the friend zone at one point in their lives when they did have maybe more than just those feelings for a friend of the opposite sex when you're single and all that stuff applies? That I can see.
I lived
but when you're a
in
different
friend
when
zone.
You're a different so did I.
I was the mayor.
Me too. But when you're in a different sexual orientation, then that becomes stepping across a boundary.
I think so.
Shouldn't be doing that.
You're not respecting the person.
How did the friend zone thing go for you? You think about that all the time? Was that just sort of your thoughts?
I take great pride in the fact that I was able to get out of it a couple times. I was able to reverse the mojo.
Did you ever have like an Uncle Jesse type of moment or feeling where one of the coolest girls or hottest girls in school gave you the time of day or maybe you even had a date with someone that you thought was way outside of your league?
Yes.
Did that ever happen?
Yes, many times.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we just went from I lived in the friend zone to now, oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, in high school,
I was Mr. Popularity.
I
all the hot
much
girls wanted me.
Lived in the friend zone. But then when I stepped out of high school and I started working in radio professionally, then I became the dude who was kind of good at his job and had an interesting job.
And all the chicky babies wanted to hang out and high five Mike Riccardotti.
Before I started slumming it with my wife, the type of chicks that I used to go out with.
Yeah, you
right?
did all
I mean,
right.
I'm
yeah.
talking tens, baby.
Yeah, he was doing fine.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
I was swinging.
Oh, baby. And now?
Now they'd look at me now and just vomit. But back in the day, when I still could see my wiener when I looked down.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Although I gave myself the shot on Friday, the Zepbound shot.
How'd it go?
It's the first one. Freaky. I didn't give myself a shot before.
Right, yeah.
But I did that.
And then there's like some effects that you got to be
prepared for.
There's that you got to be prepared for, which they're fully transparent about that could be a thing.
I was expecting it. Lots of heartburn, too.
And then it's the appetite, right? It's the one thing that it can affect.
I don't see a difference.
Although for somebody like you, that'd have to be an incredibly potent shot.
I ate a whole Chipotle bowl.
So it didn't take.
Well, I don't know if it's going to take once the medication builds up, it was just the first shot that I had on Friday.
Here's one thing.
I could be the only person on earth to gain weight on this shot.
Here's one thing that's very vital is that you can't take advantage of the $4.79 McDonald's deal every single day.
Who says?
And you have to stop eating my Nutty Buddies.
Who says?
I say, and I'm pretty sure the label says.
What do we tease? Oh, Manning hype train. Who cares?
It's
we'll do it next.
Yeah, next.
We'll
coming
do it next.
Up.
All right.
Hype it up.
Plus, we'll talk about expansion.
Okay.
Should we?
Eh? Why?
Or we'll just oogle Tate McRae's boobies.
We'll do when you put it bluntly.
And I'll just plant one on Timmy and put it on social media.
Let's do it right here.
Seeing
for
if
the
my
cameras.
Best friend feels anything for me.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to get a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side, going from 670 to 11th Avenue. And we've got a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to 315. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. Former Ohio State Hoops coach Thad Matta is retiring after more than 20 years. A 3-time Big Ten Coach of the Year, Matta won 5 Big Ten regular season titles while in charge of the Buckeyes, also winning 4 Big Ten tournaments and going to Final Fours in 2007 and 2012. In the NFL, Justin Fields is on the move once again. The former Buckeye has been traded from the Jets to the Kansas City Chiefs for a 2027 sixth-round pick. And in the NBA, the Cavs fell to the Mavericks yesterday afternoon, 130-120. Max Strus made his debut after missing the first 67 games. Strus had 24 points in the loss and went 6 of 7 from 3. The Cavs go to Milwaukee tomorrow at 8. This update was sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We all love the word free. Medication-free, side-effect-free, and free support for life. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. It's one of the wonderful weeks where you get to not only run your heat, but also your AC.
Oh, yeah.
At some point this week.
And you're going to have severe damage to your home or your property because of the 60-mile-an-hour gusts. You'll have shingles blowing
all
over the place.
I was out this morning, man. I picked
it's
up
a mess.
Maybe 200 branches and twigs.
My God.
Let's have a huge bonfire. How you doing over there, Teddy?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Mike. You can also probably put up your windows at some point this week as well.
No, thanks.
You know, right, Timmy? You know,
nope,
just pop those windows open.
Yeah.
You know, get a little fresh air in.
Fresh air and basketball?
Don't need it.
What a combo that is. A pretzel combo.
Which is better, obviously.
That's some cracker crap.
All right, new Manning player.
Yeah, so Marshall Manning. I mean, because I do think... Until people that are not big football fans, they just assumed that Arch Manning, before he became super famous doing what he's done at Texas, just assumed that he was either Peyton or Eli's son. They didn't give any time of day to look up that, oh, no, that's that other brother that never made it
Cooper.
To the highest level of the game. But only because, I guess we can't say we know for a fact, but he had injuries. He was a wide receiver at Ole Miss, and Cooper Manning's son doing his thing.
He wouldn't have made anything. He sucked.
I think he does very well.
I'm sure he does do very well.
And I don't think
in whatever profession that he's in.
Relying upon Peyton or Eli's money.
I didn't say that.
He makes some bank doing what he does in finance, I believe. But Peyton Manning's son, who I believe you've probably seen him make a cameo or two during the Manning broadcast, the Manning cast where he and Eli do his thing, and they had some little funny bit that was last season. I can't remember what it was about, but they made fun of his hair. It, probably the same kind of haircut that every teenage boy has these days. But he's 14 years old, and so they're throwing out some footage of him at a 7-on-7 camp. Basically, you can see him throw a deep ball and hit his receiver in stride because he's a big kid. His last name's Manning. I'm sure wherever he ascends to for 7-on-7 camps, for high school football, even some level of college football, I'm sure he's going to be quite good.
Comes from good yeah. stock.
Yes.
Probably taken some of his mom's HGH. That too.
But it was, wasn't that disguised? Yeah, it was dressed to her. Because it was mom's HGH.
But it clearly was not yeah. Peyton's when he was trying to recover from his spinal injury.
So mom, if she still has her account activated.
Oh, yeah.
Just get some more.
Uh-huh.
You need to get back on it. It's time. So I think some time will have to pass before we know anything about Marshall and his status as a college recruit. But they're going to be drumming that up on him, I'm sure, before long.
The NBA is researching expansion by two teams. No surprise here, Vegas and Seattle. We've been talking about this. They will expand. I don't know what they're researching. Here's what the owners are going to do. They're going to sit down in a room and say, hey, we can get a $7 to $10 billion expansion fee for both of these markets. Sound good? And all the other owners will say, yep, sounds great.
Sure.
And they'll sign off on that. But I saw Florio writing about this today because that's what he does. He writes about the NFL, saying, well, when is the NFL going to expand? Because, you know, if the NBA is doing it, yes, if the NBA is doing it, the NFL will expand. The NFL will expand. They'll get more than $10 billion per expansion team. And I believe they will expand to a whole division. We're not going to see one or two teams being added. When the NFL is ready to expand, you will see four teams from the get-go, and that will be your European division.
How does that factor in conference-wise?
They'll redo everything.
They'll have to just reorganize,
reorganize
the whole entire deal.
Everything, or the way that it's set up.
Will it not even be, will you have that European division not even structured into the AFC or the NFC?
It has to.
They just go half to one, half to the other, just for schedule purposes.
I don't know. But I'm telling you, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah. What cities do you think? London for sure.
Two in London.
Paris.
One in Germany.
Germany. Frankfurt. Munich.
They don't know.
I think they've tested in both those cities now, haven't they? I think they played in one of each of those towns.
Two in London. One in Germany. Maybe another one like in Manchester or something like that. So maybe three in the UK.
Three in the UK.
And then they expand based off of that.
You don't think you want to give French some NFL? Why not?
Do the French need it? Do they want it?
I think it would do fantastic there.
$15 billion expansion fee.
Make it more expensive for the French.
I just meant all of them are probably going to be $15 billion each.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be expensive. And I don't know how many years away we are from something like that, but it would be wild. Because you're right, just thinking it through, you might have to abolish the conferences altogether, but you've got to have some way to make that work to have the path to the Super Bowl.
You know, sometimes, like, I stop at a gas station or something like that, and depending on what gas station it is, it's got that little video that plays when you're pumping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when
you're
pumping.
You know, like the automatic video starts playing.
It's good to watch something while you're pumping.
You know what I mean,
yeah.
Dude. And I just sort of look around, this thing's playing, and I look at how futuristic everything looks around me, and I just think to myself, I'm in the future. I mean, I'm not in the future, but in the present. But if you go back 30 years, you put yourself in this spot, people would be like, oh my God, that's the future. Look where we are in sports, okay? We've got transfer windows out the wazoo. Players can just move around however they want. Players are being paid. right? We live in a world where, hey, where's the game? It's on Peacock. What's Peacock? It's a streaming service.
What's streaming?
Right. We're so knee deep in it now, it's unrecognizable
to somebody that dropped in here from 30 years ago.
Well, we just talked about it with the World Baseball Classic, that strike call to end the game. Why didn't the robot catch that? Why don't we have robots making that call?
Right?
Well,
we will.
In the regular season, we will have robots and a challenge system and all this stuff. If you think about it, we're in the future. So I know it sounds crazy maybe now to say that the NFL is going to have an entire division in Europe. And yes, there will be a Super Bowl on Netflix. Right. And yes, the NBA will probably do a whole nother league in China.
Yeah, potentially.
That competes with the current product that we have. But it's going to happen.
It is crazy how much things have changed. You're right. No more evident than in college sports, because we would sit here and talk about this for a long time about how in 10 years, how different is it going to look when that Ed O'Bannon case was just making its way through the system. You knew the time bomb was already on, and it was just a matter of when, not if, they came to the resolution and everything was going to start to change with college sports. And now here we are. Now, you really want to go to the future, just go to New Jersey, and you don't even have to get out of your car to pump that gas. All that technology.
Well, see, that's not
and
the,
you're still standing outside like an idiot, pumping your own gas.
What do they think is going to happen? Every other state in the union, we pump our own gas, and I watch the news a lot. I don't see a lot of explosions, like on the news, like, oh, there goes another one. Another shell just burst into flames because somebody didn't know how to pump their gas.
Oh, man. The gas station that I usually go to, every little drip drop of fuel that goes to the concrete, I mean, it has to soak that stuff up, right? What's the big deal? I mean, I guess if you dropped a match right there, but you shouldn't be smoking your cigs right next to the fuel. That's not safe. But they put the big orange cones out, so half the pumps are down. And it's not because they're broken. It's because a couple little dick trickles of fuel spill out. They do that at the gas stations you go to?
Dick trickles. I just take the hose right out and spray it all over the hood of the car. I like to make a real big show when I finish. I'm arriving. I just spray it all over the hood of the car.
My God.
My daughter proved how evil she was yesterday. I was shocked. Okay, maybe you won't be because I'm her parent.
More than you?
I got to tell you, man, she threw some pretty dark stuff at me yesterday, and I'll tell you about it next.
Okay.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving slow due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 161 at Hamilton Road. And we've got about a 5-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side, going from Livingston Avenue to US 33. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jackets are back in nationwide for a battle with the Hurricanes. Live fan coverage starts Tuesday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll look for lingering snow showers overnight into Tuesday morning across central Ohio. Overnight lows at 20. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies, some flurries, and high temps sub-freezing at 29. On Wednesday, a few flurries, cloudy skies, and 40. Warmer on Thursday at 56, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, and then we go into the 60s on Friday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet? Huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. There's a lot of window companies out there. Why should you go with Universal Windows Direct? Well, first of all, they pay me. And presumably you like me listening to the show. Also, they got deals like this. You buy two windows, you get two free, and there's no limit. The more you upgrade, the more you save. Plus, 24 months with no payments and no interest. That's two whole years. And a $500 bonus off your home improvement project. How about all that?
That's a lot of good
things. So just
to
recap, you got me, right? I come to your house.
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest thing, right?
I inspect the windows. Then there's the buy two, get two free. Mm. Then there's the 24 months, no payments, no interest.
That's good.
Also the $500 bonus off your home improvement projects. Schedule your free in-home estimate today. 614-502-5220 or visit universalwindowsdirect.com.
So tell me about your evil daughter. What happened? What were you guys talking about?
I was taken by surprise.
How did this come about?
You know, she's nine and she's sweet and she's cute and she's all those things.
Getting to that age.
She's also my kid. And so we got TV on yesterday. We're watching the Paralympics. It was the last day for the Paralympics.
Yeah. Also in Italy.
We talk about, I mean, she marvels at what these people can do, as do I. I mean, you're going down the Super G skiing course with one leg, the same course that able-bodied two-leg people
incredible.
Are going down.
Incredible.
Or they're in a sled where they're sitting down and they're still skiing and they're playing hockey and the upper body strength and determination that it takes to do these things. It's unbelievable. Not just the physical attributes, but the mental fortitude it takes to do these things and excel at them. When a lot of people could just put their head down and feel sorry for themselves. These people say, I want to be the best. And I respect the hell out of them.
I would also imagine that's a good teaching moment as a parent.
Absolutely it is.
To watch the Paralympics, especially if you're a parent of someone who's able-bodied and doesn't have any physical things that are holding them back in life, to have compassion and empathy for those that do. You know, and to try to help people when you see people that are in need, but also to show some respect for what they're choosing to do and trying to achieve these dreams.
A couple months back, you know, she was giving me attitude because I wouldn't let her go to Starbucks and get some sort of pink drink that all her friends got. Right?
I remember you talking about that. And you're like, well, why do you want this drink? Because you think you like it? No, because everybody else is just wanting to drink it now.
Everybody else has it, and they drink it, so I have to drink it, and she's making a big stink about this.
It's annoying. It's like the Prime Energy drinks or those Leilani or Alani. I don't even know what they are. They're these energy drinks that I don't even want to look at. I don't even want to know what they're called. There's so much caffeine in them.
And then the next commercial that comes on while she's making a big stink out of this is, you know, like the poor African kids that need cleft palate surgery. And I said to her, just deadpan, I said, man, I really hope they get the surgery they need so they can go to Starbucks and get their pink drink.
So they can get their strawberry acai.
That shut her up pretty quick.
Right, right.
But I haven't had one of those moments in a couple months until yesterday. So we're watching the Paralympics. They're doing visually impaired skiing. Okay?
I might be able to qualify for that later when I go blind.
I don't know. I don't think these people are just like Stevie Wonder blind, like blind, but clearly they are severely visually impaired. Mm-hmm. And so Samantha says,
I want trying to do that when I grow up.
Jeez. And I said, but you're not, what? You're not visually impaired.
Yeah, but see, what I would do is I would funk all of the eye tests on purpose. I would just tell them that I couldn't see. And then I'd go down there and be faster than everybody.
And I said, you don't see a problem with this?
Because I bet a bunch of those people can see. I bet a bunch of them. How do you prove that they can't?
How do you prove that they can't? Is this a big racket? People going to the Paralympic Games? Fully abled people?
Faking blindness?
Yeah, faking blindness.
Just so they can get in and maybe they could finish on the
podium?
But
I like how that's the first place her mind went. Not like, oh my God, look at these people overcoming obstacles and living their dream. It's, I think I can do that by cheating the system and pretending to be blind.
She's like the dude that went to the ends of the earth and challenged courts so he could play on the LPGA tour because Annika played up on the regular PGA tour for an event. You know, because she's a woman and playing with nothing but dudes is kind of a competitive disadvantage for her. This guy felt, oh, well, to be fair, I should get to play with the chicks. So I'm going to do it. Samantha.
And then somehow I get in trouble for this because Kristen gives me the look.
This is your daughter.
That's right.
Yeah, well, every time it's something like that, it's my daughter.
Oh, my God.
Every time. Then we had a discussion. I said, you don't really feel that way, do you?
We do the same thing in our house, too. It's always, it's just whoever strikes the first look at the other parent, it's always that person's fault. Like, oh, it's your son. Or, oh, that's your daughter.
It's like a couple
right
years
here.
Back where T-Bone told me that he thought Stevie Wonder could see. It's like, what the hell's the matter with you?
He can't be that good at piano.
What the hell is the matter with you? No,
there's
see,
no way he can be this good.
He caught a microphone. It's on camera. Look at him. Yes, that's what he's done. He's faked blindness for his entire life.
I mean, have you seen the Prestige? Did you ever see that one?
What's that?
Teddy? With Michael Caine and Christian Bale?
No, I have not seen.
Oh, fantastic movie. Period piece.
Oh, are they the magicians?
Yes, okay. they're the magicians.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think it's fair to say the plot? I mean, the movie's like 20 years
old,
right?
Yeah, no, it's fine. You can
spoiler alert
it,
if you want to watch it on Netflix later on. But they commit. Let me tell you something. Christian Bale, he had a twin. The entire bit was hiding that he had a twin for their entire lives. They
were pretty good.
Because they had a disappearing man type
of
bit.
That's pretty good.
And Hugh Jackman was the one, like the great, like Gandolfini or something. He was, yeah, that was his name. The great James Gandolfini. He was big, big in England back in the 1700s.
Yes.
And so then he would go and watch Christian Bale's character do his routine and he would just be flabbergasted. They had a rivalry. He couldn't understand how he could get from this place to that place in the snap of a finger and catch a ball that was bouncing across the stage. He couldn't believe it. It's because it wasn't a trick. He was committed to the bit. The bit never ended. They both slept with Scarlett Johansson. They just traded off. They were the same guy for their entire lives.
Wouldn't you?
That's what they did. That's how far they were willing to go.
Thanks for ruining the movie for me. Sounds still, like a good one.
Still good, because you get to listen to Michael Caine talking like this the whole time.
Thank you.
It's very, very wonderful.
Jim Irsay, the late Colts owner, he's dead, but his memorabilia collection went up for auction. Now, he collected all sorts of stuff.
Oh, this collection. This is insane.
We're talking about sports memorabilia. We're talking about some of the most famous guitars in the world.
There has to be countries that don't have riches like this. This is like Nick Cage finds the national treasure in Mount Rushmore, and it's not as valuable as what's in Jim Irsay's
collection. Stallone's original Rocky script was in there. So all this stuff was going to go up for auction, and Christie's, the auction house, Doug Christie, that's right.
Yeah.
They always have a pre-auction estimate, what they expect all of this stuff to bring in. And so their pre-auction estimate for all of this stuff was $40 million, which is still a staggering number.
And
it sold for $93 million.
My God.
All of his just collectible memorabilia stuff sold for $93 million. And $1 million.
How many billion is Mr. Irsay worth? Like $6 billion?
Well, I mean, he owns an NFL franchise.
Colts that are
so
worth at least, what, $8 billion? My God. No, they're not worth $8 billion. They're worth 10, right?
I don't know.
Next NFL franchise to sell, it's going to be a $10 billion sale.
I have no idea. The auction set 23 world records, including the most paid for a guitar and the most paid for a literary manuscript. David Gilmour of Pink Floyd's famed Black Stratocaster.
Oh, the Black Stratocaster.
Which sold for $14.55 million. My God. And writer Jack Kerouac's original typescript of On the Road, which, of course, I've read, sold for $12.135 million. There you go.
How much was the... You said the Rocky script was on there?
Rocky script sold for a couple million? Measly $508,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, you probably can't even read the handwriting if Sly Stallone was jotting it down.
Why? Can't write?
Dumb.
But he plays dumb.
Still dumb.
But he's really smart.
No.
That's what people tell me.
No, no, no.
You think he's dumb?
Yeah.
You're my turtle, Cuff and Link.
It stinks. Whole thing stinks.
Hey, Adrian, I'm not going to let you leave my apartment. I set up a camera. I'm going to try and kiss my best friend now. Put it on Instagram.
What was the best thing about Paulie and Rocky?
That eventually he died in the later movies. There's no good thing about Paulie.
How about that turkey scene, huh? Just chucks the turkey.
There's no redeeming quality.
Chucks the turkey into the alley.
No redeeming quality. All right, Buckeye football, over, under, win totals in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some delay due to an accident that's on Morse Road at Westerville Road. And there's about a 5-minute holdup on southbound 315 between 670 and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
I want you to tell all your friends that we're down to the final four in Pizza Madness. All right? And you have all week to vote. Go to pizzamadness.pizza, not pizzamadness.com. That's for losers. Pizzamadness.pizza. And you can vote for the final four. The championship matchup will be announced on Friday. And we will declare a winner next week. But you have all week to vote. Go do it. Crew bad. They lost to Nashville. Didn't score.
No.
It's going to be a long season, 1-0. My friend.
Feels like it will be a long year.
Long.
Yeah. Not long. Good right now. Not a good start.
Buckeye football over under win total.
Yeah. How about this? This is not surprising, though. I think this just is affirmation of what we already knew, which is a gauntlet of a schedule.
It's a tough schedule.
Yeah, as we determine them, we labeled these games challenge games, which are ultra-competitive games for the Buckeyes. You start with a measly one at home against Ball State, and then it's right to Texas on the road challenge. On September 12th. Then you got a home game against Kent State, that's fine. Home game against Illinois, it's challenge right there. Then Saturday, October 3rd at Iowa.
Challenge.
For sure. Home against Maryland, fine. On the road at Indiana, challenge. October 17th, the national champs didn't lose a flipping game. They've lost one game in the whole Cignetti era. Then on the road at USC.
Challenge.
Then home against Oregon.
Challenge.
What a three-game stretch. Home against Northwestern. Fine. And then on the road at Nebraska. Kind of wait and see, but not yet.
No.
And then home against Michigan.
Challenge.
Challenge.
Yeah, so half the schedule.
For that, Ohio State's over-under win total is set at 9.5 regular season wins for 2026.
This is on FanDuel. So they have Indiana at 10.5, Oregon 10.5, then Ohio State's at 9.5 along with Penn State, also at 9.5. Then it's USC 8.5, Michigan 8.5, Iowa 7.5, Washington 7.5, Illinois 7.5, Wisconsin 6.5, Nebraska 5.5, yuck. Also 5.5, UCLA, Northwestern, Minnesota, all at 5.5, then 4.5, Rutgers, Maryland, Michigan State, and Purdue, both at 3.5. So, if we're going off of, you know, this number here, 9.5, what do you think? If you're putting money down right now on that Buckeye schedule that you just read.
Look, I already said I didn't think there's any way, and this is no slight on what Ohio State can be in 2026. This is just a ridiculous schedule, and it will be shown in your record. I think a 10-2 would be marvelous. Really would be with these teams on this schedule. And I am seeing that 18 of the last 20 years, Ohio State's won at least 10 games.
I can't see this team
18 of the last
losing
20.
Three games.
It's hard to see.
I can't see them losing three regular season games.
So I would take the over on Ohio State.
And I'm not going to tell you which ones they're going to lose.
No, that's a good point, too.
I can see them losing two.
It's not the way football goes. You might do the win-loss game, and you might think that they would struggle in the early season on the road against Texas. If you were going to be a two-loss team, you would definitely want, I'm not saying you would ever want any loss, but if you had to pick, you would want to make sure that you only had one Big Ten loss, so you still had a chance to be in that championship game when it was all said and done. Don't know what everyone else's schedule is. Two losses in the conference would be tricky.
Is there a team towards the bottom of that list that you see that you think is undervalued that could maybe do something?
For Big Ten football?
Yeah.
Let's see. Isn't that sad? Just talk about how pathetic and how sad that is that Nebraska sits there with a 5.5,
you surprised?
Over under win total. That's where they're at right now.
These people were whistling Dixie about
how
Matt Rhule.
How deep into the Matt Rhule process are they now? Year
it
three.
It doesn't matter who's there, Timmy.
That's
it doesn't
embarrassing.
Matter if it's Matt Rhule or Jesus Christo, or they go back and reanimate Tom Osborne. That program is just trash. And it will be trash. They are a basketball school now, homie.
I would probably, just from talking to Adam Rittenberg over the past several weeks, I would really roll the dice on Washington being at least an 8-4 squad.
A lot of people are very high on Washington.
But again, you asked me about what the bar would
no,
be.
No, that's right. That's
I'm not
right.
saying that they're 10-2.
What's their
10
total?
And two.
What's
it's 7.5. Okay. So 8-4 for Washington. Also, do you think that, I know it's year one, but 3.5 wins is really paltry. And Pat Fitzgerald could probably get you 4 wins out of a paper bag.
At Michigan State?
3.5. I mean, you just got to go 4-8, and then you hit on that one. Honestly, that I think is where one of your best opportunities is going with one of the cellar dwellers and just hoping they can limp their way. You know, late in the season, they might finally start to figure some things out, right? They're understanding the system. They start to play for each other, or they get sick and tired of losing in the first half of the year, like what Penn State did down the second half. Maybe a bad example because they were supposed to be a national championship type of team, but they did suffer a lot of injuries. Different quarterback was playing for them, different coach that they were playing for. So those are a couple that come to mind. What do you think about the whole 9.5? Over? Easy over with it for Ohio State?
Like I said, no, not easy
tough over.
I can't see him losing three games. So I'll take a 10-2.
Oh, by the way.
I mean, trust me, I'd love them to be undefeated. Don't get me wrong.
I don't think they will be, man. Can we not say that here? This schedule, I don't think they're going undefeated.
I don't think they are
with the
either.
Players that they lost.
But the other side of that is you've got a guy who was sitting in New York last year, who admittedly didn't have the best finish to the season, but still he was sitting in New York for a reason, and you expect him to grow and be even better his second year as a starting quarterback.
I just think this conference is getting exponentially better the last 4 years. It's proven now that the national champ has come out of it, and different teams have taken steps forward as well, like Indiana. So I think it's going to be.
Let me ask you a question though about Indiana. And I know this is very unpopular, all right, because they obviously won the national championship. They proved me wrong. I thought they would be a 1 year flash in the pan. I said that after their week one performance. Who'd they beat by like 13 points?
Who are we talking
Old
again?
Dominion? Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a so-so sloppy week one, and I said, well, that's it. Indiana's done. Then they go out and win the rest of their games, win the national championship.
Yeah, they played nobody in the non-conference. That was the thing.
Do we look at Indiana still and we say, okay, Indiana is an every year threat to our mere existence?
I think.
Or do we just look at this and say, this is the best 2 year stretch they could possibly have? But you can't.
You
can't keep doing this every single year.
Wouldn't you have doubted that last year?
I did doubt it last year.
They won the net. You've got to give some credence.
I give them all the credit in the world. It's one of the best stories in college football history. But do we really think from here on out, from now on, when we talk about the competitors for a Big Ten championship, we're just going to throw in Indiana every single year like we do with Ohio State and Penn State and Michigan?
Forever is a long time. I mean, because even Penn State and Michigan have had lulls. So, no, I think it's going to be cyclical. There's going to be some ebbs and flows with this. But I think as long as their commitment is there, they've got the coach, that Indiana is going to be a player. And obviously, if they're coming off 16-0 and winning the national championship, you have to put them in the mix for the following season.
I know that. They shouldn't be.
By all means, we don't know how the quarterback's going to integrate, but as far as numbers go, they went out and got a legit quarterback who's a veteran to come back in there. And you would say numbers-wise was even better than Fernando coming in. And this guy had close to 100 touchdown passes.
They did what they did with two different quarterbacks, too.
Oh, and they did what they did with not necessarily the highest-rated transfer portal guys.
I know
so
it.
So I would think if they can improve the talent base, or maybe that's when the personalities and the egos come in and actually are a detriment to the team. We'll see how that kind of stuff goes for Indiana. If they start hitting on those big, like, prima donna five-star recruits, we shall see. But this is going to be a lot of fun. I didn't mention the 2 years that Ohio State did not hit the 10 wins. That was the Luke Fickell season. So we kind of knew.
It doesn't count.
We knew what that was. And it was the pandemic season.
They didn't play enough.
No, they didn't even play 10. Weren't they undefeated that season? And then they had to get special sort of rereading of the one-year bylaws to go to the championship game because there was a
tiebreaker
type of situation.
That entire thing.
Yeah.
All right, Foodgasm coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay if you're on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. And there's a bit of a slowdown on westbound 161 between New Albany Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Here, Eric Reeser and T-Bone stage the first annual Fan 5K.
People had a good time and no one died.
So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971therace.com.
At your main. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
All right, here's everything you need to know. Buckeyes are playing TCU in the NCAA tournament. That comes your way Thursday at 12:15. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. When the game is over and the network post game is over, then we pop on. Hopefully 3:15, maybe at the latest 3:30. The Buckeyes are the first game of the day. So one thing is for sure, they will tip on time.
We get noon basketball again. We had a lot of fun in the office last week. I think we got the full-fledged March Madness experience.
It's fun to watch the games all together.
It is.
I forgot how much fun that is.
You don't ever get to do it. As I said last week, most of the time I have to watch basketball or anything for that matter in a controlled environment. No one that I'm around, unless it is an NFL game, my 14-year-old son could care less. He's never watching basketball with me. Sometimes I get a snippet here and there of a Jackets game if it's coming down the stretch in the third period. If I'm watching golf, it's some. I'll just talk to the air. I don't know
about that, buddy.
I
know you'll talk to the air.
I have to say something to somebody. Like, I'm quiet most of the weekend. And then when I'm watching again, I'm like, oh, wow.
I find that hard to believe.
What a shot.
Quiet most of the weekend. How about my guy Cam Young yesterday?
Well, I broadcasted the 18th to myself. You know, I was just sitting there watching the Players' Championship.
How'd that go?
Cam Young, what a drive. Powers it down the right side. The dog leg left. 375 yards. He's going to have just a lob wedge in to try to set himself up for a winning birdie. No, that was fantastic stuff. The final three holes at the stadium course at Sawgrass, unbelievably compelling. Water and play on all of them.
You've been down to the Sawgrass?
I've not been down there.
No?
I think Beams played.
Of course he has. He's been everywhere.
He parred the 17th, which is pretty cool.
Look at Beamer.
Yeah. And I've played the most famous par three that I've ever played. It has to be 7 at Pebble. I mean, it's not even close. I double bogeyed. Left it in the short trap. Left it in the trap.
Hey, but you were out there.
Man and Timmy present.
Oh, yeah.
Foodgasms.
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
Before you tell us of your tales of food, I want to remind people that we're down to the final four for Pizza Madness. Brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. Go to pizzamadness.pizza. To vote. The voting will be open all week long. We'll announce the championship matchup on Friday.
All right, so here are some St. Patrick's Day themed deals.
Let's go.
That you can find from just around the city.
It's tomorrow.
Various fast food joints and whatnot. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Got a Jackets game tomorrow. So are we greening ourselves up?
Are we greening ourselves up?
I don't know how much green stuff I have.
I have
at the house.
I'm still Italian, like Irish t-shirt, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
I know what I I know what I got, but it's not very Irish. It's a Hungarian tracksuit.
Not Irish at all.
It's predominantly green, though.
Not Irish at all.
Does that count? It's
no.
Green. It's green. You're talking about an Italian shirt. That's not Irish at all.
But it has an Italian-Irish theme to it.
It's an Italian-Irish theme?
Well, it's a happy St. Patrick's Day, but I'm not Irish. I'm Italian.
Ah.
It's so that.
It's just a dumb joke.
All right, carry on.
So, Krispy Kreme says you can wear green and you'll get a free green donut.
Yeah, all right. Think are they open? Do they have any?
Other than that, then they'll give you one. What if they don't have any green donuts left? Will they give you just a standard?
What if they don't have
regular
any
one
donuts? Last time I stopped in, the donut machine broke. We don't have anything.
All right.
Well, then close the door. Then
what do you want from them? You want them to actually learn what
consistency?
They're doing over there? It said, here's another thing from Krispy Kreme. During this time that they've got the deal, I guess it starts today, where you can actually pop in there wearing green. That makes sense, right? It's not even St. Patrick's Day yet. Come on in wearing green. We'll give you the free donut.
What type of green you have to wear? Like, my watch is green. Does that count? Here, I'm wearing green. Look, I got a green face on my watch.
And who's to say?
That's right.
Do they have...
My thong is green.
Yeah, do they have some kind of green judge that is the ruler and decider over all things green? Who warrants
a free
donut? It's
former Vikings coach Dennis Green. And he just says, crown their ass.
Shirt is not what I thought it was. So crown their ass.
Teddy's wearing green underwear, right, Teddy?
Absolutely.
I mean, it started out white. You just had a little problem.
Yeah, it's been... why you have to wear black underwear, remember?
Tidy blacky.
No. Black tidy whiteys.
That's dumb.
It's just got to be said that way,
no,
all right?
It doesn't. That's dumb.
How about you can save some money on onion rings at Burger King on St. Patrick's Day? Members of the Royal Perks loyalty program can get a large order of rings for $2. Offer good through the BK app. Or on the web.
What does that have to do with St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know what to tell you. They'll probably put some green four-leaf clovers on the box and call it a day. There's a digital exclusive meal featuring the maple bourbon barbecue whopper, fries, apple pie to drink. McDonald's is serving the Shamrock Shake and the Oreo Shamrock Flurry. I believe this came back on February 17th for a limited time. I had one this weekend.
How was it?
Delightful. What do you think they're getting you for a Shamrock Shake these days?
What size?
The medium size. One right in the middle.
$3.
No. It's almost five.
$5?
Yeah, it's like $4.59.
I'm not a big
pretty
fan
pricey
of the Shamrock Shake.
It's not
too
really
medicinal tasting to me.
No, I think it's, for the most part, I think you're getting a vanilla shake with just very, very, very slight hints of mint flavoring in there. But it's not, I could take it even stronger. Like, if you're going to make this thing mint and make it green in color,
I think it's strong
mint
enough.
Mint it up.
But I hate milkshakes, though. You know this.
Then you put the whipped topping on it. It's great. 7-Eleven has some St. Patrick's Day deals, including a $17 delivery discount. So throughout the month, members of their rewards programs can get $1 deals on a variety of treats, including Snyder's mini pretzels, Rice Krispie treats. These are just snacks.
This is just you get stuff delivered from the 7-Eleven?
Snacks. Snickers, 7 Select Gummy Bears
just
and Worms.
Things now.
All that good stuff.
Man,
for
you
just
really
a
put a lot of thought into this segment, didn't you? You got a 7-Eleven deal.
St. Patrick's Day, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, I mean, what else? It's
nothing. We're out of time.
It's time for the breaky.
When you think Irish food, what's the first thing that pops in your head?
Corned beef.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You?
Potatoes.
Corned beef and potatoes.
Which is odd because potatoes, New World food.
Hmm?
Didn't exist, didn't grow there. We brought it over. Well, we didn't bring it over there, but the ancestors who came here.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look, there's potatoes here. Let's bring them back to Ireland, see how they go. They go pretty well. Same thing with tomatoes. Think of Italian food, you think of tomatoes, but it's a New World food.
Tomatoes are versatile, but potatoes might be the most versatile food, cheapest type of food on God's greener.
You can do anything with a potato.
The things you can do with those.
You ever just do baked potatoes for dinner and just top them with not, all sorts of crap?
Not in a long time.
It's a good dinner.
That's a good idea.
It's a good dinner.
Why do you think Matt Damon was making potatoes out of his own poo in The Martian? Because it's a hell of a food to have, and he figured out how to make them out of his own poo.
Next time you have some chili and you want leftovers, just bake some potatoes and then just pour the chili on top with all the chili fixings.
Pour the chili onto the baked potato.
Why not? Use it and cut it up with a knife and fork. I mean, it's delicious.
A common order if you're going out of the traditional Wendy's is just to get a baked potato in a little chili cup. I never thought about blending the two together.
Oh, yeah. Just blend them together. Okay. Throw them on top of each other. Right. Have sex with it. Timmy thinks he's figured out something that generations of men have already figured out. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a couple minutes slowdown if you're on eastbound 70 on the east side between 270 and Bryce Road. And traffic is moving slow on eastbound 33 from 270 to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by WeatherBug. Get the fastest local alerts and accurate 24/7 forecasts with WeatherBug. It's easy to use and provides real-time customizable alerts, so the weather never takes you by surprise. Plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. Former Ohio State hoops coach Thad Matta is retiring from coaching after more than 20 years. A three-time Big Ten Coach of the Year, Matta won 5 Big Ten regular season titles while in charge of the Buckeyes, also winning 4 Big Ten tournaments and going to Final Fours in 2007 and 2012. In NFL news, former Buckeye quarterback Justin Fields is on the move once again. The Jets now dealing Fields for a 2027 sixth-round pick. He's heading to Kansas City to likely back up Patrick Mahomes. In other college hoops news, Alabama star Aiden Holloway was arrested on a felony drug charge 4 days before his team is set to play in the NCAA tournament. Holloway was the second leading scorer for the Crimson Tide. They currently sit as a 4 seed. This update was sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers from now through March 31st. Get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet on the app. Terms apply.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
All right, I got something for you.
What do you got?
So you're a big fan of the Sam's Club.
Yeah. Why do you... Yeah, you know that.
Yeah, I'm just setting it up for people. You're a big fan of the Sam's Club. I am a Costco shopper mostly, but I have memberships to both.
Right. We both enjoy the carnitas.
Ooh. Carnitas.
As far as, I know we just finished Foodgasm, but as far as a quick weeknight meal goes, you can't do much better. I don't know what the Costco brand is like.
I will tell you what it's like. It's trash.
Is it?
I had it. They too have a pre-made carnitas, and it's trash.
Really?
The Sam's Club one is superior in every way.
So Members Mark greater than...
Kirkland.
Kirkland!
Yes.
That's the town up there.
But see, Costco for me... is a complete and total nightmare. When I get Costco, either Kristen is going to get it or I have it delivered because I can't keep my sanity in Costco.
Can't go there. You can't enjoy the snack bar then.
That's fine. I don't enjoy any aspect of Costco, especially if it's a weekend.
Oh my God.
Where you're just backed up.
You can't do weekend Costco or Sam's Club.
It's just a miserable experience.
That's a death sentence.
Sam's Club, I'm reading the story, says they're phasing out traditional checkouts across its 600 warehouse club stores.
Yeah, no kidding. They're never open anyway.
To do so, it's leaning on technology to create a seamless checkout experience that allows customers to scan goods on the go using the app and then have an AI scanner verify purchases as customers leave, which in theory means no person standing at the door looking at the receipt.
See, this is the weird thing because I have actually been using that for a good year now.
The app.
Scan and go. Yeah, I mean, just as I put things in the cart, scan them, and then swipe the finger. It's got your card info. You're good to go. But it's completely random. You know, sometimes I've thought, oh, I only have two things in my cart. A couple times they'll be like, yep, you're good. The person's still up there, and they still have a little gun where they can shoot barcodes with. And then sometimes they'll want to scan two or three items or every single item that's in my cart. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe it's how you look on that particular day. They're profiling you.
Why? Let me ask you this. If they are the store where you have to pay money, just to pay them money, just to shop there.
Talking about a membership.
Why are they, the membership price. Why are they the ones, the only ones really in shopping to stop you as you're leaving when you've already gone through like one set of service workers? You have to pay. You have to either get checked out or go through a self-scan. Self-scans have only been around even the last 5 years, but they've been stopping you at the front forever. They don't even let you come in unless you're like, oh, you got to flip through your wallet. Oh, let me get, oh, and they just want to see like the colors of the Sam's Club. It could be expired for 10 years. They let you shop there. Why do they stop you when you're trying to leave? What's the point of all those checks and balances? Why?
They must have gotten jilted over the years.
What, jilted?
Right? I mean, it's such a big store.
That much theft?
Maybe people never go through the checkout counters.
You would see, you would notice someone just walking out of there with a toilet, you know?
Like, sir?
Stop that guy.
Did you pay
for that
toilet?
I don't think the guy in the red jacket went by and paid. He's just leaving.
All right, you want to talk about how you figured out...
All right, so
being a husband, even though you haven't.
I was talking about this with you earlier today, and look, life is all about growing, learning, taking things that you've already gone through, and then applying them to the next day, the next year. not so much. But let me tell you where I was proud of myself. So Sarah's got this morning meeting that she had today. She has it one time a week, right? And
it's in the house.
It throws me off a little bit because recently her territory changed. She had never ever been around the house for this. So you follow me? Like, she, which I, by the way, love. I love the setup of how we go to work. We were watching some more of the Love is Blind episodes and following along some of their goofy storylines, and we both agreed on this. Like, we could not take if one of the other people was a full-time stay-at-home worker. We'd be like, get out of the house. Please leave now so I can have the domain for just a little bit. Well, she's always been out for this, so it had been an adjustment because it's a long Zoom meeting. It takes like two and a half hours, and it gobbles up the whole morning. And I've had to like tell her, like, maybe we can, you know, I'm going to try to like nudge her down. We have an office space in the basement that has a door that closes. I will do that whenever I do Zooms for the fan
that seems
or whatever.
Like a perfectly rational place
it
to
seems,
take a meeting.
Seems like the place
Where
to go and do it.
Take the meeting.
She's kind of all over the place. She's usually set up in the middle of the living room on our main floor, which just sort of has access points from everywhere, right? We live in a split level house. So that means I can kind of hear what's going on there if I'm in the downstairs area. I can hear what's going on there if I'm in the upstairs area. I have to tiptoe around the kitchen.
And she can also hear what's going on.
Yes, and I would imagine being in a meeting, you wouldn't want to hear a whole lot of ambient sounds of things going on. It throws you off. So she's doing that, and I've become very good over the weeks at just sort of tiptoeing around and being quiet and stay in the basement, watch something on TV on a very low volume, or I'll just go into that office since it's not being used and open up my laptop and do a couple of things. So she doesn't have to have her mic on for all of it, like a lot of these meetings are. And she gets to a point where I hear her yell out like, oh God, I have to talk soon, but I've got to go to the bathroom. And I'm just like, okay. You know, like, I don't want to.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't want to say too much because I don't know where you're at in the meeting or if we can have a conversation right now. And so she's like, ah, shoot, I'm going to have to go up to the bathroom. And so she unplugs her laptop, takes the laptop, heads up to the bathroom, and she's on the toilet while she's got her laptop there, still muted, camera off, whatever. And then she actually does a portion of her chit chat while she's there. Now, I am getting to the point where I have to get myself ready and go to work. And so I'm trying to get dressed. My bedroom is right next to that bathroom. And so I'm tiptoeing in the bedroom, putting on my clothes very carefully, getting my belt all buckled up and all this stuff. And then I have to go in there and do some things in front of the mirror. I know I'm a dude, but I've got like 10 minutes of work that I have to do my hair,
while
brush my teeth.
She's on the toilet. Taking a crap.
In the bathroom.
On a meeting.
I have to go up. Our little shelving unit is there tucked in by the toilet, and that's where my toothbrush is. And she's there like talking. So like this person's doing this and this person's doing that. And I just kind of make eye contact with her, grab my toothbrush, quietly go to the sink.
Is there audible pooing going on?
She's not crapping, at least as far as I can tell. But even so, you're gonna sit on the can and then talk through this meeting again? So I'm doing this so quietly. I like get the toothbrush wet with the water and I unscrew my toothpaste just a little bit, put a little dab on there. I go for the handle very, very nice and gently. A little cold water comes out. And then I put the toothbrush under. And then one thing happens where my left hand hits the cup, the little metallic cup that's on there on the sink by the other faucet handle. It makes a little ting. And instead of like, I kind of stopped when I tinged it. I'm like, oh. And instead of saying nothing, she's talking and she stops abruptly and says, honey, could you please go downstairs? And then goes back and says, sorry, guys, I'm back. While she's on the meeting. So everybody heard this. All I did was I just cocked my head to the side, didn't say one word, just swallowed it. And then I walked my ass down to the kitchen sink.
So you want,
and I brushed my teeth.
You want credit.
And I just think the
for
fact
not exploding
that I didn't do or say anything at all.
Sorry to interrupt your crap.
I didn't.
That you're taking.
I swallowed everything. I had patience. I was understanding, even though there was a million thoughts running through my mind while I'm brushing my teeth in the kitchen sink, thinking about what I would say about this situation.
But you didn't.
But because I've been through all of this before and I know some of it is just not worth it. So I've mastered the art of marriage when it comes to that.
You think this is personal growth? I'm going to tell you why it's not.
Oh,
the
really?
The exact opposite of that.
Oh, you think?
Yes, I'm going to tell you why. Plus, a former Buckeye's on the move. That's up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some holdup due to an accident that's on Morse Road at Westerville Road, and you're looking at some slower traffic on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Save more on the brand's pros trust. During Lowe's Pro Savings Days, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Valid through 327. Selection varies by location while supplies last. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Oh, the Buckeye.
guys to the tournament, Adam and Nicole hit the road for all the action.
Sponsored by Logan Services, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Keep it locked on 10TV, 10TV Plus, in your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, on Tuesday, look for some lingering flurries across central Ohio, then just mostly cloudy skies and highs colder at 29. On Wednesday, mostly to partly cloudy skies, still cold with highs in the upper 30s. Thursday's warmer with middle 50s, partly to mostly cloudy skies, and then we're finally busting into the 60s on Friday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Low testosterone is a real issue for many men. It can lead to poor sleep, low energy, brain fog,
all reduced the things.
Sexy time drive, and make it difficult to stay in shape. And as we all know, a healthy body plays a major role in overall health and well-being.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I've felt what those shots in the ace can do for you.
I went in there.
It's incredible.
I got tested for low testosterone, and they said, "We've never seen a number in the negatives before. You're officially a woman."
And then?
Yeah, we gotta fix that.
Then you talk to Tri-State.
Shoot me up, Doc.
And not.
Shoot me up. You will see a real medical professional, not some Instagram ad selling you pills that claim that it's going to work and that she'll like it too. That's a bunch of BS. I want you to go to the people that see low testosterone and limp peepees every single day of their lives. They're experts at it. Call our friends at Tri-State Men's Health today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
All right, so I just finished telling a story about something that happened at home between me and my wife.
You
and
want
how,
credit.
How patient I thought that I was and how I feel. And it's not just that. It's not just that. I feel like as we have worked at our marriage together, I give her a lot of credit too, but as time has gone on, you know each other so well. You're both a work in progress. But as we go on, I feel like I figure it out just a little bit more every single year.
You don't figure it out.
To where I can just let stuff roll.
You're lying to yourself. You think this is personal growth.
Yeah, a little bit.
What this is slow personal death. you're dying.
Wait,
inside. Yes.
I had it was a misdiagnosis?
Misdiagnosis. Now, when you were a kid, I assume you had family gatherings of some sort around the holidays or graduations.
You know it. Like my dad's side, big family.
Okay.
Mom's even bigger.
Big family, but I'm sure my family wasn't the only one that had this. You always had like a collection of old men that sort of sat off to the side and really didn't say a damn word the entire time. Sometimes they'd get up to eat or, ask for the remote, but they would just sit off to the side and not say a damn word. I mean, I had that in my family. Do you have it in yours?
I think that guy was my great pop-up.
You want to know why?
The guy that was at the top of it all.
Over the years, they've slowly died. They're just dead inside. And they've realized that it's better for them to just sit there and say nothing. I find myself getting to that point now.
So you're saying that instead of trying to be deep in thought about all the nuances of life,
no,
with children,
no,
with your marriage,
it
with
will eventually
big, with
all
big
go
decisions
away
that you have to make. Why do all of that when you can just sort of imagine having a black hole inside your heart?
You don't have to imagine it. It just appears. It's just
and just
there.
Let that black hole grow deeper
over the
and
years,
more vast.
She will extinguish any flame that you have. And that's her job.
What about what we do to them, though? Did you ever think about that?
Oh, we do plenty to them. But I didn't see when I was a kid any old women sitting in the corner saying nothing. They were all holding court. They ran the show.
They're all
and the men slowly realized over the years that their presence is not needed and were largely irrelevant. Okay? See, in the past, a situation like you had where your wife yells at you and humiliates you in front of her colleagues while taking a crap may force some sort of reaction. Like, I'm not going to take that. I'm here working around your schedule. You're in my domain taking a meeting. I'm trying to be quiet. And instead, you are embarrassing me in front of other people.
What are you doing to
but
me
instead,
right now?
What you've started to do, and I recommend this, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it's easier this way. You've taken that and you've said, okay. And you've just gone away.
Exactly.
That's what I do now.
Yeah.
That's what I do now.
Yep.
I just tell you, oh, okay. And then I go sit in the corner until my name is called again.
So, fellas, and all of the contestants that were on the recent Ohio run of Love is Blind, this is what it is. As you go forward, as you go into the future, that's what it's all about.
You're going to be the old man sitting in the corner saying nothing at family gatherings.
You will be great pop-up.
Because it's just easier that way. Because I've noticed that when I do say something, like I'll try and bring some wit and humor because that's what I do, okay?
Some Bobby wit.
That's what I do. And then we'll leave. We'll be in the car going home. Why did you have to say that?
I thought it was a good line.
I thought it was funny. I got some laughs about it. I thought, you know, we could all just laugh about something. Well, you should just say nothing. Well, don't worry about it. Next time I will. I'll just sit there. And then the problem is, though, sometimes I say nothing. Why aren't you talking? Because the last time I did, you yelled at me.
This is so difficult to understand.
I know.
Which is why you just have like this little switch that you can like flip on the back of your neck. And you can just pop and be like, oh, hey, how's it going? It's almost like you're just a little Biden doll. Whoa, hey. Oh, you want me to say some things right now? Oh, how about that weather out there, huh?
Here's the other question I have for you. How long is that thumbnail on your right hand?
You talking about?
What are you, a drug dealer?
Is it too? I do need to clip that.
It's like you're an old man.
What's the matter with you? Thanks for pointing that out. Well, my nails grow fast this time of year.
I understand. This time of year? What does that mean? Well, yeah, I mean, you're right, Teddy. Don't you notice that March is a big nail growing month?
Well, when the weather's colder, the nails are going to grow faster.
That's real?
I don't know.
I think you're talking out of your crack.
I probably
am. You're just a lazy bum.
Well, I can't clip them too short
because... You look like you're a cocaine addict.
My fingers hurt. Well, now your back's going to hurt too because you just pulled landscaping duty.
My fingers are too delicato.
I don't want to cut the nails too short because then my cuticles will crack.
You look like a bum.
And I have to put like lotion in there.
All
right, I will. God. Make a brother self-conscious.
That's our job. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
I'm going to go out to the car in the commercial break and get my trimmers. I'll take care of it.
You have a nail clipper in the car?
What? Yeah.
You say that like, oh, doesn't everybody?
I have a lot of things.
Teddy, do you have a nail clipper in the car?
I have a lot of things in my car.
I do not, no. I have one in my bathroom at home.
I'm prepared.
Yes, that's where most people keep it.
I'm prepared. Have you ever, like...
For an emergency clipping?
Well, like this situation here.
This is
where
not an emergency.
Somebody has pointed out that I'm a disgusting slob. Now I feel really bad.
What else do you have in
your car? I'm going to run to the clippers.
Some duct tape and zip ties?
Yes. I do have zip ties. I don't have any duct tape, though.
You got a nail clipper. You got zip ties.
They're never conscious.
I had zip ties are from
let
when
you cut your nails now. I get off on that.
I like feet and I like fingernails.
Uh-huh. You have any tweezers out there?
No,
you got a tweezer?
No tweezer.
What else you got?
Well, I mean, I got a whole like emergency roadside kit, so there's a lot of fun stuff in there.
That's fine, but I'm guessing a nail clipper didn't come in that kit. You purposely put that in your car for a reason.
What other weird crap do you have in there? Do you have a center console that has like that little tray up at the top?
Yeah.
You don't have a
nail
bunch
clipper?
Of oddball things in there?
I got a pen.
You don't have a Swiss Army knife in there or anything like that?
No.
You should.
Why?
In case you need to stab somebody.
See?
I might need it so I can stab you.
I'm going to show you what it's like. You can just stab me with your big thumb.
All right. All right. That's a good one.
Samoan Spike, right?
That's a good one.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between 270 and Bryce Road. There's also slower traffic on northbound 71 on that north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by eBay. Imagine what you can find on eBay, like a rare hologram trading card that you've been totally obsessed with, shiny like the designer handbag of your dreams. eBay has it. They even have the perfect parts that will fit your car. Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Jason's Beef with Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Mike, how are you, buddy?
Now, Timmy thinks that it's perfectly normal for you to have a nail clipper in your car.
Oh, dear God.
All right,
why are you asking Jason this?
Because you think this is normal. I think it's weird. You also have zip ties in your car because you're weird.
I might need to tie some people up.
Jason, do you have a nail clipper in the center console of your car?
I have never had a nail clipper or clipped a nail in my car.
See?
No. I want to make this very, very clear. I would never, ever clip my nails in my car. Never, ever have I done that.
Well, what would you take it? You just take it to the forest preserve and then go to a picnic table and cut it there?
Yes.
You sicko?
Yes, sure.
That's even worse.
Out in nature? No, I would just have them there in case I ever needed to like take care of a stray nail. It's a just-in-case type of thing. I like to be prepared for any and all scenarios. Like, we have a friend that wears shorts almost every day throughout the winter, and it's kind of crazy how he'll wear shorts when it's single digits, but he swears he keeps emergency pants in the back of his car. In case he gets stranded, then he's got something to change into.
What is the strangest thing, Jason, that you have in your car?
Well, I regret to announce that at the moment, I don't no longer have my own car. I'm sharing a car with my wife. And there's no telling what you might find in a car of hers. And if I were to actually tell you stuff that's like lying around that car right now, I wouldn't be married by the time I do this. Use your imagination, okay?
Does she like to eat Nature Valley granola bars in the car, too? because my wife does.
She's eaten half eaten some of the most amazing stuff you've ever seen. And it's still there. Months later.
We have
I said too much.
Team USA, I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want to get you in trouble. Team USA moving on to the finals. They will face the winner of Italy and Venezuela. I contend, Jason.
You
that
contend.
I contend that if it's Italy versus Team USA, they should simply call it USA versus USA. Because all of the guys on the Italian team are Americans. But everybody's focusing on that. You know, strike call that wasn't a strike that ended the game. And, you know, you and I were sort of chatting about that. And baseball sort of needed a moment. And I think it was that Armando Galarraga almost perfect game where people said, okay, now we need instant replay in baseball. Do you think we're going to look at a moment like that and say, okay, I know we're toying around with challenge systems and all this other stuff, but at some point, we're going to need full ABS calling balls and strikes here.
So last night after that game, a friend of mine started texting me venting about that call and the call on Juan Soto the game before. And I said to him, if only there were some technology that would enable us to get those calls right. Oh, wait, we have that technology. We're using it in spring training when guys tap their caps. And I don't know how much we have talked about this. I actually have some small reservations about ABS robot umps because it's a little secret. Baseball doesn't want you to know that the Hawkeye technology is not 100% accurate. But on a pitch like that, there is no doubt that ABS robot umps would fix it. And we want this stuff fixed. I do think that baseball at some point wants to get to robot umps calling every pitch. They tried that. You know they tried it in the International League, right? You have an International League team right near you.
Right.
Very near you. And what happened when they tried to do it every pitch? Everybody hated living in a world where the robots called every pitch. So that's how we wound up with this. But my point, you just articulated, is after last night, aren't people always going to think about how they don't ever want another game to end like that? And almost no games ever will unless you're out of chance.
Jason Stark is with us. It's Jason's Beef. We're talking some baseball with our guy. And look, despite where we go with ABS and what the stopping point is going to be if it gets to a full-on robot umpire, we know that in sports, bad calls have always been a part of the sport and how you have to roll with it. Are there any calls throughout the years that have just stuck with you more than the rest? Mike brought up the Armando Galarraga situation, so scratch that one out. I can remember being a kid, and it was 1996. It was the Jeffrey Mayer kid who gave the Yankees a home run in an ALCS game against the Orioles, and that stuck with me forever. Is there a big call like that that you wrote about a ton or one that's just so memorable to you above all the others?
That was actually the one that I was going to pick.
Really?
Derek Jeter call because, you know, I'm working on a piece about ABS, and that one continuously gets brought up to me because who knows what happens if Jeffrey Mayer isn't sitting there and that ball is not a home run. It shouldn't have been a home run. It changed that game. It changed that series. It changed Yankees history because they're going to win that World Series. And the ball never actually left the park. And so I think that and Armando Galarraga are the two signature plays of modern times, the last 30 years, that people point to as we've got to have replay that fix that stuff. I used to listen to the arguments from people who didn't want replay because they love the human element. I don't know about you. I'm a big fan of humans, right? We like humans. Humans are great, but humans make mistakes. Okay, so we now have the ability to fix those mistakes. Let's fix them. I guess here's the one question I've been wrestling with.
because this is going to come up with ABS. We've lived for years with human error. Okay, we've lived with that. But is there a difference between our willingness to live with the errors that humans make and the errors that technology makes? Because there will be some. I'd love to hear your take on that.
I think we have the same issue right now when it comes to like autonomous vehicles and self-driving cars, is that, you know, people crash and unfortunately die around this country every single day. And it's tragic, and you'd like none of that to happen, but we don't hear a ton about that. But whenever you have a self-driving car that has some sort of accident or catches on fire or almost drives off a cliff, that's front page news, because we cannot accept mistakes from machines that are supposed to serve us. So to your point, Jason, I think that there will be mechanical mistakes, because no technology is 100% all the time. And I do think that we will magnify it because we expect human error. We do not expect any sort of error or variation from a machine.
Mike, this is the best analogy anybody has made to me the whole spring.
I expect full credit when you write about this.
I mean, I can't believe nobody else has thought of this. This is exactly right. Technology is such a pervasive part of our lives, and we rely on it more every day than we did the day before. So what do we all think? Technology is great when it works. What do we also think? Technology is a nightmare when it doesn't work.
Right, right.
And so this is where we are. But I personally really, really especially love the human element when it comes to that car driving in front of me on the road.
Jason, we appreciate it, my friend. Tell your wife to clean up the car. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm not going there, but thanks.
All right. Jason's beef. Good with stuff. Our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. That's almost like the feeling of validation right there from Jason.
Oh man, you
is like when I order something at the restaurant and the waiter gives me a
that's the best nice, thing you could have gotten.
Nice choice.
Yeah, that's
nice
what choice. I would have ordered.
Oh, yeah, nice choice.
You better be mentioned in an Athletic article after that. I would say, so who's making technology? We are. Humans are creating the software, writing the code, doing whatever to make this stuff, even if it turns into AI or turns into robot technology. But I think we're getting to a nice sweet spot, and that's what MLB is trying to do, where you give the humans a select number of challenges, right? You don't let it interfere with the full flow of the game. I think there is a balance and a sweet spot to where a replay in all sports has to sort of settle at, and now you're apparently giving this to the actual guys in the batter's box, and it's their prerogative whether they want to tap the helmet and challenge a pitch. And if you get a couple of them wrong, well, then when another call is egregiously missed, you had your chances,
right?
Now you're out of them.
That with anything with technology, it's going to be trial and error. How does this work? Does it really make our lives better, or is it more of a nuisance? You know, we're going to have this problem with AI, we already do in society.
Yeah, with everything that comes along.
It doesn't mean the technology shouldn't exist. Maybe we just have to figure out a way to use it properly.
What application should it have?
Exactly. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving a little slow on eastbound 270 on that north outer belt from US 23 to 71. And we've got a couple minute hold up on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And T-Bone.
And Timmy.
And Tyvus. Pizza Madness is here.
Oh, Pizza Madness, baby.
Pizzamadness.pizza on the interwebs. Vote now. It's brought to you by Billiards Plus.
Go vote, you stupid idiots.
Common Man here. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Roundtable coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of Roundtable is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. How are you, Beamer?
Top man, Timmy. Happy Monday.
Beam? How's the weekend? Good?
Yeah, pretty solid. Do a whole lot on Saturday, which was nice. And then yesterday was Selection Sunday. Was hanging out with Adam King, Nicole Sheeran, and our guy Reimer, watching the brackets be revealed yesterday. So that was about it.
Chasing the championship.
That's right.
Is that what we're calling it?
I believe so. Right here.
Want to read it?
Hey, Ohio State is back in the postseason for the first time in 4 years. You can tune into the Fan 10TV and 10TV Plus for coverage all week long as the Buckeyes begin their chase to the championship. Chasing the Championship is sponsored by Logan Services, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
When you look at this matchup, Beamer, Buckeyes and TCU, and then hopefully if you get a victory there, you move on and play Duke.
Or Siena.
Or, I'm sorry. You're right.
Come on.
You're right.
You don't want to see Siena because there's history with Ohio State and Siena. Fran McCaffrey history.
God, don't remind me of that, buddy. Don't remind me of that.
Fran playing Illinois.
Yeah, Fran is. Fran is in with Penn.
Do you like the matchup? Ohio State, TCU?
It all depends on what kind of TCU team you get, because they have some very high-quality wins.
They beat Florida this year.
They also have
a pretty good win.
Yeah, they lost to New Orleans, too.
Really awful losses. So it just depends on the matchup that you get from them that day. But I think Ohio State, before the Michigan game on Friday, was playing as one of the better teams in the country. Like, the last month or so, I don't know what metric Reimer was looking up, like, on Torvik or KenPom or one of the million different sites that he has, like, the analytics up
for.
Sounds
like a golf ball brand.
It does. Yeah, it does. Slossinger, Torvik.
Slossinger.
That's what I play. But he's like, Ohio State, right now, according to this very specific metric, the sixth best team in the country over the last month. I'm like, sure.
All right.
Whatever.
He should work for Auburn social media.
Yes, he should.
TCU has won 9 out of 11, though, until they got to the quarterfinal in the Big 12 tournament against Kansas. And they had been a really, really hot team.
Gave Kansas a run for their money. Yeah, kind of got jobbed by the refs.
It was a good game. You can say that. There was maybe some home cooking. People have always said that about that tournament being in Kansas City, where it's in Kansas's backyard right there. They had the one road loss to UCF. That was basically their only two blemishes over the last month and a half of the basketball season. And they had the struggles there against Arizona, at BYU, on the road at Allen Fieldhouse, where they scored 100. That was the game where I think Darren Peterson just said, I'm good for the overtime. Like, I'll get you here, but then you guys are
my contract
on your
stipulates
own.
40 minutes.
right. The contract says don't go over right here. So I'm excited. In the ESPN prediction machine.
Oh, you know that's always right.
Right. It says 65.5% Buckeyes.
Oh, okay.
Over TC. Look, this will be a tough out. It's an 8-9 game.
Of course.
These are equals. Like, when they seed and field the tournament, they're supposed to be going 1 through 68 when it goes that way. And so the 8s and the 9s are going to be pretty damn similar.
What's coming up on Roundtable tonight?
Coming up on Roundtable, guys, had a chance to check in with Austin Ward and Berm. Both of them were live in studio today, so I had a chance to talk to them. Got a chance to talk to Steve Rolick, Ohio State men's ice hockey.
I got to tell you, man, hockey, both men and women.
Yeah,
incredible.
Women in the
doing
final,
some stuff.
The Frozen Four, excuse me. I was still in basketball mode. But yeah, talk to him, and then assistant coach for the basketball team, Joel Justice. So a lot of good stuff tonight.
right.
2 big hours, Buckeye Roundtable, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Where would you boys put a Frozen Four on the sports bucket list? Something unique to try, right? It'd be like kind of going to a college World Series. I always was disappointed in myself for spending some time in the Midwest. Never made it up to Omaha to see any of the college World Series for baseball. But I've thought a lot about the Frozen Four would be a neat thing, too. And that's in Las Vegas for the men.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Nothing says Frozen Four like Vegas.
Why don't we have those in some hockey
tradition? That should be like in Marquette, Michigan every damn year.
Or North Dakota.
International Falls. Like whatever.
Wherever.
Border area where it never gets above 50 degrees.
That's really stupid. I'm looking at the next 3 years out now. I'm not taking away the event. It's really cool. But Vegas, D.C., and Chicago.
Dumb.
That's where we're doing the men's Frozen Four. The women's are going to the Penn State Arena, which I think is kind of cool.
That's fine.
Smaller venue.
Better than
more
Vegas.
More intimate. A lot better than Vegas. Beam, we're talking about weird things that you have in your car. I have a pair of nail clippers in my little center console because you just never know. That's what I said.
Do you have them?
Have you ever had nail clippers in your car?
No, I haven't.
So
you've
say
never
that,
had a pair of clippers in your car?
No one has.
I don't think it's that weird, though.
I don't think it's that odd
also,
either. There's
a lot
of trinkets that
thumbnail.
Are in the car. It's
show
bad.
Beamer your thumbnail.
My thumbnail's bad.
You look like an old man with cocaine.
Yeah.
It's too long.
It's no good. I got to get to it the second the show's over.
What's the weirdest thing you have in your car, Beamer?
I have some clippers.
The weirdest thing in my car?
Yeah.
Right now? Or just in general. I got a new car not that long ago, so like I had to take all of my stuff out.
So you cleaned it out pretty good.
Probably a 3-year-old pair of underwear. A 3-year-old's pair of underwear. Just in the back.
I was going to say, a pair of your underwear.
Oh, that's not
3 years
old.
Unwashed.
3-year-old my underwear, not that old. No way.
Well, why are Willie's underwear just staying in the car?
Because they fell out of his school bag today.
All right. Fair enough.
That's good
answer.
All right.
All right. Buckeye Roundtable is next. We will see you tomorrow. And I'm going to go get some little boy underwear in my car as well. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some slowdown due to an accident that's on Morse Road at Westerville Road. And there's just a couple-minute delay if you need to travel westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Text Now. Other wireless carriers tell you when to pay. Text Now asks, what do you need? It's app-first phone service without commitments, credit checks, or a carrier attitude. Built for people who stopped asking for permission. Download today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.